You're listening to the Nurtured Empath Podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I am deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness. Welcome back to the Nurtured Empath Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Ivins. And in this episode, I wanted to share with you a Qigong technique that is very helpful as an empath to lower feelings of anxiety and to really start to protect that beautiful sensitive energy that you have. Because as an empath, as a highly sensitive soul, your energy goes out quite a way. Unlike people that don't have the sensitivity that we have, or don't have the gift of being an empath, their energy only goes out just a small amount of space, but for us, goes out quite a long way. So, you know, I'm here in my home here, in my home office, but I could be feeling what's going on in the person in the house that's just behind me here. I could be feeling things that are going on with people down the street. And obviously that's great for those people because I'm really tuning into them. But for me, not so much. That's a lot of energy for me to be taking on, especially when I don't exactly know where it's coming from. So this exercise I find, this Qigong exercise I find is very helpful to, as I say, to lower those feelings of anxiety, to bring that energy back home so that we're bringing it closer to our center, closer to our core, so that it's available for us to use, that we're not being distracted or pulled off our path by the energy of other people. So this Qigong exercise is called playing with water. So if you're listening here on the podcast, then I welcome you to come over to my YouTube channel if you want to see it in practice, and you can see how we actually do that. All right, so what we're doing is we're just going to stand with our feet planted firmly on the ground, hip width apart. And I just want you to close your eyes. Just take in a nice deep breath through the nose. And out through the mouth. Breathing in again. And out. And as we're breathing, I want you to really start to connect into your body. Connecting in with those feet. How are they feeling? And then bringing the attention up into the lower legs, noticing how you're feeling, into the knees, into the upper thigh, up through the hips, into your stomach, the abdomen area, the lower back, the upper back, the chest, up into your neck and throat, up into your head. Another deep breath in and out. Okay, and open your eyes. Let's get started. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be using the hands and we're going to be bringing the energy up. So breathing in.
Bring your hands to your lower abdomen with palms facing up. And we're going to bring those hands up.
Bring the hands across and out, and then we breathe out as the hands come down. Again, bring the hands up and breathing in. And hold across and letting out down. So we're playing with water. So imagine a bucket of water in front of you. We're playing with it, bringing it up. Across, and we're letting it go. Playing with water again, bringing it up. And across. And down, letting it go. So we're bringing our energy closer to us by doing this. And across. And letting go out. So it's just reminding you to bring that energy back closer to your core. And out, release. So let's bring it close in. And out. And down. One more time, breathing in, bring the energy up and across and down. So that exercise, because we're bringing it very close to the body, it's a reminder to bring that energy back in close. It's a reminder to call that energy back in all the time. Doing this on a daily basis is you're really going to start to notice a difference. You're going to start to feel a little warmer through the body. I feel that now. Chi really starting to activate within you. And that is your chi, your energy that is for you and for you only. We don't need to be using that for everybody else. So do that on a daily basis. Play with water. Bring your energy back home and remind yourself that this energy is for you and for you only. It's sacred, it's powerful, and it's yours. So I really hope that has helped you today. A nice quick exercise that you can do, you know, in the morning when you first wake up. You can do it throughout the day if you're noticing your energy is feeling a bit pulled, or at night time before you go to bed is a great time as well, or all three if you feel so called. I really want to thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to chatting with you again next time.
Would you like more time and energy? 7 Days to Zen, the Self-Care Bible, is your roadmap to feeling light and energized. Self-care strategies that work for you, giving you more time and energy. So sign up today. The link is in the show notes. And you can connect with me on all the socials at Nicole Ivins EFT, or to learn more about working with me privately, visit my website, NicoleIvins.com.